Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, June 21st. I'm reading from the New International Version and we are in the book of Ezekiel today. Today we'll read Ezekiel chapter 1 and tomorrow we'll read Ezekiel chapter 34. If you're like me, you don't really remember off the top of your head what Ezekiel is about. So I want to give you a little bit of background of why we are reading Ezekiel today. Ezekiel was a prophet who was carted off into exile during the Babylonian exile. And while he was there, he saw these visions that the Lord gave him. And the vision that we're going to read about today, he saw God, or the likeness of the glory of God, on a throne. And I read some commentary about this. I want to read the commentary before I read the passage to set it up for us. During their time of exile, the Jewish captives might have easily believed Yahweh had abandoned them forever. Likewise, the Babylonians could have simply assumed that their gods, little g, had defeated Yahweh and ruled the heavens and the earth unchallenged. But Ezekiel's imagery sends a message to the Jews in exile and to their Babylonian captors. Both assumptions are flawed. Yahweh has not been defeated, nor has he turned away from his people Israel. He remains seated on his chariot throne in the center of his domain, which is the entire cosmos. And so when we come to Ezekiel chapter 1, we need to read it through ancient eyes. And there's some commentary about how this vision may have combated some of the Babylonian thoughts about the cosmos and their gods, little g. And then we also can look at it through our eyes, knowing that the all-powerful God is active and present even when we feel forsaken or we feel abandoned or we don't know where God is at work in the moment. Okay, let me turn over in my Bible to Ezekiel chapter 1. The title says Ezekiel's inaugural vision. In my 30th year, in the fourth month, on the fifth day, while I was among the exiles by the Kabar River, the heavens were opened, and I saw visions of God. Now let me stop here. I forgot to tell you that Ezekiel had this vision in the year when he would have become a priest in the temple in Jerusalem. They became priests in their 30th year. So instead of being in the temple, kind of like in the glory of being a servant of the Lord in the most magnificent place, he's in exile in Babylon, but he sees this vision of the one whom he serves. Okay, verse 2. On the fifth of the month, it was the fifth year of the exile of King Jehoiachin. The word of the Lord came to Ezekiel the priest, the son of Buzi, by the Kabar River, in the land of the Babylonians. There the hand of the Lord was on him. I looked and I saw a windstorm coming out of the north, an immense cloud with flashing lightning and surrounded by brilliant light. The center of the fire looked like glowing metal. And in the fire was what looked like four living creatures. In appearance, their form was human, but each of them had four faces and four wings. Their legs were straight. Their feet were like those of a calf and gleamed like burnished bronze. Under their wings, on their four sides, they had human hands. All four of them had faces and wings, and the wings of one touched the wings of another. Each one went straight ahead. They did not turn as they moved. Their faces looked like this. Each of the four had the face of a human being. And on the right side, each had the face of a lion. And on the left side, the face of an ox. Each also had the face of an eagle. Such were their faces. They each had two wings spreading out upward, each wing touching that of the creature on either side, and each had two other wings covering its body. Each one went straight ahead. Wherever the spirit would go, they would go without turning as they went. The appearance of the living creatures was like burning coals of fire or like torches. Fire moved back and forth among the creatures. It was bright and lightning flashed out of it. The creatures sped back and forth like lightning. As I looked at the living creatures, I saw a wheel on the ground beside each creature with its four faces. This was the appearance and structure of the wheels. They sparkled like topaz, and each and all four looked alike. Each appeared to be made like a wheel intersecting a wheel. As they moved, they would go in any one of the four directions the creature faced. The wheels did not change direction as the creatures went. Their rims were high and awesome, and all four rims were full of eyes all around. When the living creatures moved, the wheels beside them moved, and when the living creatures rose from the ground, the wheels arose also. Wherever the spirit would go, they would go, and the wheels would rise along with them, because the spirit of the living creatures was in the wheels. When the creatures moved, they also moved. When the creatures stood still, they also stood still. And when the creatures rose from the ground, the wheels rose along with them, because the spirit of the living creatures was in the wheels. Spread out above the heads of the living creatures was what looked like a vault, sparkling like crystal and awesome. Under the vault, their wings were stretched out, one toward the other, and each had two wings covering its body. When the creatures moved, When the creatures moved, I heard the sound... Verse 24. When the creatures moved, I heard the sound of their wings, like the roar of rushing waters, like the voice of the Almighty, like the tumult of an army. When they stood still, they lowered their wings. Now, let me just have a caveat here. If you are having a hard time understanding what this being or this throne looks like, you could go to the Bible Project video, and they've tried to make something that looks like it in the video. It helped me to envision what I'm reading. Verse 25. Then there came a voice from above the vault over their heads as they stood with lowered wings. Above the vault over their heads was what looked like a throne of lapis lazuli. And high above on the throne was a figure like that of a man. I saw that from what appeared to be his waist up, he looked like glowing metal, as if full of fire, and that from there down he looked like fire, and brilliant light surrounded him. Like the appearance of a rainbow in the clouds on a rainy day, so was the radiance around him. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. When I saw it, I fell face down, and I heard the voice of one speaking. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. If we continue reading on in Ezekiel 2, we realize that this is the voice of God. This is the throne of God. This is symbolic of the throne leaving the temple in Jerusalem and being over the entire cosmos, that he is Lord of all. And even when we do not know that God is on his throne, we can know it because his word reminds us that he is enthroned above the heavens. Will you pray with me? Father, thank you for this opportunity we have to come to your word, even a word that in some ways feels so ancient. We don't understand the vision completely of who you are or your throne. But Lord, we, like Ezekiel, do know what it's like to be in a situation where we cannot understand fully how you are at work in our midst. And yet I think this passage calls us to trust in you, whatever comes. We thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you for the community of faith. Lord, today we just ask your blessings on those whom we love. We all have a prayer list, Lord, of individuals who need a touch from you. So we call out one of their names to you even now, wherever we are. We thank you, Lord, that you're already going before them. You're coming up as their rear guard. You are enthroned in heaven. And we love you. In Jesus' name we pray all these things. Amen.